Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I do this video for His glory alone. If you haven't already checked out my Patreon platform, the link is down below. It's where I post a lot of things that I'm learning or the things that the Lord has been showing me. A lot of them are for free. You don't have to join it for you to read the articles that I'm posting. So please go and check them out. Also, I have a blog where I post all my videos in a transcript form, and that link will be down below as well. So on December 4th of 2021, I had what I would call a prophetic warning dream. In this dream, I was with a bunch of people in a house, and it kind of felt like a house church. And we were waiting to start a meeting when the leader's wife got a very disturbing phone call. It seemed like her husband, for some reason, wasn't coming back. He had been detained, but we didn't know what was going on with him. And then a few minutes later, another woman in the group, she got the same kind of call concerning her husband not showing up. But this time it seemed like we got a little more information that he had been detained because he was being enlisted into the Army. So at that point, we all kind of assumed that war was breaking out or it had already started. Everyone seemed very confused, shocked, concerned. And personally, I remember being really alarmed, and I wanted to call my husband. So I didn't have a phone on me. I had to go and ask the leader's wife to use her cell phone. So I dialed the number. I remember looking at it, and it didn't go through. Not only did it not go through, but it gave some kind of a long error code that the networks weren't working. Then the scene changed, and in this scene, it seemed like somehow my husband had found his way back to me and was in the house, and I was in a different part of the house, and I was just, like, gazing out the window, I guess waiting for him, I'm not sure exactly why, and what I saw when I looked outside the window absolutely startled me. There was a crowd of young men walking down the street on the same direction with this determination on their faces with long strides. And they were holding swords by their sides. And I noticed that they were not from the U.S. They were foreign. But they seemed like, a lot of them seemed like they were Arabs. So I quickly called my husband over to show him what was going on. And when he got there, he looked outside and he quickly said to me to grab my things because we needed to go and get some last minute preps right away because of what was coming. So then the third scene, we are outside, and at this point it felt like a movie. It really felt like a movie. It felt like a World War II movie where I was disguised and we were trying to hide ourselves as we were walking to the nearest market. We tried not to be seen. We tried to be inconspicuous as possible. And then my husband told me to, this was interesting, and I don't have a complete interpretation for this, but he told me to slow down so I would not draw any attention. We would not draw any attention to ourselves. And then he said this. He said, don't sweat because they can smell the fear. Then we finally arrived to this outdoor market, and we picked up as many supplies as we could hold with our bare hands. And the ones I remember was we picked up a small portable propane stove and some MREs. And that was the end of the dream. All right, so here's the interpretation that I feel the Lord has given me, that this dream represents war on two different fronts that are coming on the horizon. In the first part of the dream, it seemed like two of the men were called up for service in the armed forces. That's why they had been detained. They were coming back. I believe this represents a possible world war that we are already seeing now on the horizon right now. So that's not a far stretch. We're seeing so much rumblings. And like Jesus said in the Bible, rumors of wars. We're seeing this. Now, the second part of the dream, I believe, represents a war here in the United States. And possibly with sleeper cells that are being activated. Because many people have speculated that there have been some militants, foreign militants, who have crept through the border and are waiting for a signal to break out here in the United States, break out some kind of war. So I believe that's what the second part of my dream meant. Now, on November 26th, I heard a word. The Lord gave me a word. He woke me up. And when I woke up, I heard this word. I heard sudden attack. So I believe that maybe this word I heard, sudden attack, goes along with the dream of two wars possibly breaking out. Now, on the same night as the dream, I got a really weird flash dream right afterwards. And whenever I get things the same night, they usually somehow correspond to one another. So I'm going to bring this to you as well. In this flash dream, I saw a huge profile of the head of an eagle. But instead of this eagle looking like your regular eagle, being regal, being stately, instead it was its face, it was growling and it was hissing with the most meanest and sinister look on its face that I've ever seen. It was so sinister that it woke me, it startled me, it woke me right up. And I was quite shaken in seeing that face because it was so awful looking, so mean looking. And I believe the interpretation for this is that the eagle, of course, stands for America. And America once was a beacon of light to the nations. It's also a Christian light to the nations. But now it has become part of the beast that brings evil, death, and destruction. So brothers and sisters, these are truly ungodly times that we are facing. And if it wasn't for our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, there really would not be any hope. However, we belong to the kingdom of God and we serve a mighty king. No earthly king or kingdom will shake us because they will perish with the sword of Jesus' mouth. Like it says in Revelation 19:15, this is what it says. It says, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And that was Revelation 19:15. So we will not fear. We are going to live victoriously by the Spirit of the living God. So continue to pray for his peace and his salvation to come and to flood the nations in the hearts of all mankind, and pray for repentance and for the Spirit of God to fall on all that will receive him in these last days.